We're at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, the 60th anniversary, and I've stopped by the Chevron tent, and I ran into a guy from, well, where exactly are you from?
Seattle.
But we know him best from The Deadliest Catch. I'm with Edgar Hansen, and you're on?
Northwestern.
And probably most people have, you know, seen the show, know a lot about the show, but you're with Chevron here. Tell me a little bit about that.
We're here. I'm here sponsoring Chevron products. We use it in our boat, stem to stern, my hydraulics, my coolants in my engines, all the lube oil, my grease, everything on that boat's a Chevron product.
And you told me something interesting a little while ago. You're doing an engine rebuild, and the Chevron guys are there. Tell me a little bit about what they're finding.
Years ago, we were having some engine failure due to using the wrong type of oil with a competitor. I switched to the Chevron. That was about 12,000 hours ago on those parts. The failure cost me roughly about $300,000 to $350,000 with lost fishing time and engine parts. So after switching, we just did a total overhaul, so Chevron decided to bring cameras down and document the whole thing. The parts that they pulled out that have 12,000 hours on it since I started using Chevron, the Dello, are coming out looking like the day they went in.
That's pretty impressive of a product. Tell me a little bit about, you know, you're here at the Farm Progress Show. It's hot. It's sticky. It's nothing like your crab seasons that people see on television. But you do something very similar to what a lot of the producers here in this area do. Let's talk a little bit about that. How is crab fishing similar to farming?
Well, I mean, we're basically harvesting a commodity just like these guys are. We're just doing it on water. And it starts with us. You know, these guys plant the seed and they harvest. What we do is we go plant our pots. And we harvest crab. It's the same thing. We're the low man on the totem pole. You know, it all starts with us, and it goes up from there. And it seems like we're the guys that get most regulated. You know, it's not the middleman. He doesn't get bugged. He's the one making all the money. So it's just like, you know, when politics get involved, I mean, we're having rules written for us by guys that have never even pissed in the ocean before. You know, and it's not fair. So we've stuck together and fought a pretty good fight. And it's ended up being okay for us, you know, but we're a small group. We're only 75 boats now participating because of this new quota system and whatnot. But, you know, they came out with new regulations to make everything safer. Well, all it did was put more money in the middleman's hands.
Well, it's an interesting story for sure, and I know you probably have a lot in common. What are you learning about while you're here in central Illinois?
That it's really hot. No, I mean, I haven't had much of a chance to get around. I've been in the booth all day the last two days, you know. So really, I mean, I'm standing, we do autographs, little questions and answers over here. It's funny because guys are coming up to me and they're asking me about my occupation. You know, I haven't had a chance to go find out about the agriculture.
Well, maybe we can make that happen for you before you head out of central Illinois. But Chevron's a big part of the boat. You guys have gotten involved and you're a fan of the product.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, we're not sellouts by any means, you know. We haven't gone NASCAR yet. You know, you're not going to see a bunch of stickers slammed all over my boat. You know, we're just real guys doing a real thing, and this product literally has saved our lives, you know, it has. So I'm going to back up a product as long as I believe in it, you know, and we use it, you know, stem to stern, like I said. I'll back up anything that I believe in.
Thank you so much, Edgar.
Thanks.